This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3088 for Wednesday, the 3rd of June 2020. Today's show is entitled Matchbox Restoration Part 2. It is hosted by Tony Hughes, aka Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: second episode discussing restoring Matchbox diecast models. Tony talks tools and materials needed.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, all in Hacker Public Radio land. This is Tony Hughes coming to you from Blackpool in the UK. I hope you're all keeping well in the current time of restrictions due to the coronavirus. In this, the second episode of my recordings talking about restoring of Matchbox and other diecast models, I'm going to talk of the equipment we'll need and find essential and some of the other things that while at the start you could live without, but as you get into the hobby you may find extremely. So the first thing you'll need is a drill for drilling the posts out on the model, both to aid in dismantling them and, if you plan to reassemble with the aid of small screws, to drill a hole in the post for tapping to accommodate the screws. This can be a handheld, wired or cordless drill, or if you have a workshop with a drill press, all the better, as this can be used in several ways during the reassembly process of the model. That is on my wish list, as I don't have one at the moment. Second, you'll need a set of modelling files for removing the burr on the axle to remove these and the plastic wheels off the bases of the model to allow for repainting if required. Wire brushes for cleaning the remains of any paint that didn't get removed by the paint stripper, and hemostatic clamp tweezers or crocodile grips on a rod for use to hold the models during spray painting. Additionally, although you can start doing restorations without these, the following may become very useful to help save time and achieve better finishes of the completed restoration. A rotary tool, the most well-known of these, the Dremel, but there are many other manufacturers of similar tools and at more economic cost. However, beware, you do get what you pay for, and you may find buying the cheapest a false economy. My cheap little rotary tool, which I've had for a few years but barely used, failed after 5 months of use a few weeks ago. The chuck ring thread stripped and it will no longer hold bits in the chuck. The rotary tool makes the removal of axles a very quick job, and cleaning paint strip castings with a wire rotary brush. Another thing you may find used is a small spray booth with an extractor fan and filter for removing overspray from the area you're painting in. If doing this indoors, particularly if your workshop is in the house, although one YouTuber, modeler I follow, sprays his models on the cooker with the cooker extractor fan on to achieve a similar result when painting indoors. Not sure what his wife thinks. Finally, you may wish to put a compressor and spray gun on if you get hooked, and this gives you a far better range of colours from painting, as you can mix your own shade. Some of the community are sticklers for trying to get an exact match to the original colour of the model. Others, like me at the moment, are happy to use shop-bought spray paint can. A small table vise is also useful for holding the model. A set of helping hands for the same reason, but you can use these for during the painting process, particularly when painting fine details. So that's the tools. Now what about consumables? Well, the obvious one is gloves, and these come in a couple of varieties. Rubber washing up gloves to protect from some of the chemicals used to strip paint. Latex gloves for using when spray painting, as you have more control while wearing these rather than a looser fitting. and work gloves for use when drilling or using other tools or sanding and things like that. A paint face mask to prevent inhaling fumes. Paint stripper. I use the B&Q Dial own brand paint stripper. I also use caustic soda for the same thing. Occasionally one will work when the other fails to remove the paint. It depends on the original paint applied to the model. Model filler for repairing dents in the casting. Wire wool and several grades of wet and dry sanding paper to smooth models after filler has been used. Super glue, useful for repairs where a quick setting needs. And of course cans of spray paint to repaint the model, both primer and the final colour you want. You may also want a can or two of clear coat to give that extra protection after painting or giving a gloss finish if the paint was a matte or satin. Not essential at the start, but I also use a UV resin glue that cures very quickly after exposure to a UV light torch. This can be added and cured in layers and remains flexible, so it can be useful for repairs on cables as well as for me modelling. Finally, you need your first model to start work on. These can be found in charity shops, online auction sites, or maybe in the loft or garage if you've got any of your old childhood models kicking up, needing to be reloved. Later in the series, I'll talk about other things you may add to the consumables as you get more into the hobby. So that's it for this episode. The next episode, I'll talk through me dismantling a model for restoration. So this is Tony Hughes for HPR signing off for this episode. Keep safe, and I'll be back soon.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.